Five Land, Tuesday C. First posted March 23, 2010. Deuteronomy 32:36-39. Vindication of God's people. The Lord promises to vindicate His people when they recognize their powerlessness. When they recognize that there is no help in idols. Those who take refuge in idols, who sacrifice fat offerings, and drink offerings to them, will find no help, and no protection, no rock of refuge, in them. Realize that the Lord is God alone. There is no other God. God alone is sovereign. He declares, I kill, and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Deuteronomy 32:39b. No one can deliver us from His power. Commentary. In the history of God's dealing with His people, Israel recorded in the Bible, Israel repeatedly fell away from obedient trust in God and into idolatry. God would lift His favor and protection from them and allow them to experience trouble so that they would realize the part God was doing for them and would return to obedient trust in Him. When things are going well for us, we think it is because we are worthy in our own ability. God must lift His favor and protection in order for us to recognize the part He has been doing for us that we hadn't noticed. In a sense, America is the new promised land, the new people of God. I believe that the Lord has begun to lift His favor and protection from America and has begun to allow us to experience trouble so that we will recognize our need for Him and will return to obedient trust in the Lord. See how bad must things get? Sidebar, top right, home. Money, political power, success, career, and family are examples of modern idolatries. Anything which we love as much or more than God is idolatry. God alone has the power to kill eternally and to give life eternal. We will all die physically once. Then comes judgment. Hebrews 9:27. The meaning and purpose of life in this temporal world is to seek and find knowledge of and fellowship with God. Acts 17:26-27. This lifetime is our one and only opportunity to be spiritually born again. John 3:3-5-8. Eternal life, and this is only possible through faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ. John 1:4-6. Acts 4:12. Only Jesus baptizes with the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. John 1:31-34. Only His disciples who trust and obey Jesus. John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life. 2 Corinthians 1:22. Ephesians 1:13-14. Romans 8:9b-1:15-16. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a personally discernible Acts 1:9-2 ongoing event. It is impossible to be born again and hardly know it. God has the power to kill and make alive eternally, and the power to heal us spiritually. Jesus' physical ministry on earth was to demonstrate, by His physical healing, feeding and resurrection miracles, that He could heal, feed and resurrect spiritually. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14.